today's episode goes out to all of you out there, or maybe it's just one person who's going through something very challenging and they still haven't shared it with anyone yet. And they're just getting through it. And maybe you feel like you're not going to get through this one. It's just another challenge, you know, but maybe you're not going to get through as well as you did the last time. But this goes out to you. And by the way, I'm in the same boat a lot of times as well, always going through challenges and having to retell myself that we're going to get through this. It's just a stage. It's just a season. And, you know, I'm at this current moment in time, I'm actually sitting on the grass overlooking the ranch that I spend a lot of time on in a village. My two dogs are behind me. This is the fourth time I've started this podcast. I usually go in one take no matter what happens, but they were jumping on me yelling. So if you hear anything like that or anything, they're just trying to, all my dogs, they missed me. It's been a long time. And it's currently rainy season here in Mexico and or south of Mexico where I'm living, or central Mexico. And the lights and the power and the Wi-Fi has been off the last 3 days, which I couldn't scroll on social media. I couldn't do all that stuff that I usually do, to which I didn't realize was slowing me down. So I just started to really think, like truly think, you know, because sometimes we think and then we get an idea, then we Google it, then we look on social media maybe to see what's going on. But this time it was just thoughts, and the thoughts were just there. And I can't help but think, I was just flying through, I had to do a quick trip to the United States of America. And I'll never forget, I was flying through Florida. This was like my last trip. I was actually leaving the States, coming back to Mexico. And I met this lovely elderly lady in line. I believe she must have been in her 70s, possibly. And we were just having a chat in the security line, you know, a long line. Everyone's mad and we just started laughing. We were only two laughing. And we talked for about 5 to 10 minutes as we were getting ready to take off our things out of our bags and put our electronics on the thing to be scanned. And, you know, we were talking all through there, and she's happy about her grandkids graduating and her daughter's doing great things. And she's going on vacation. She just spent, like, I think 3 or 4 months traveling, seeing her granddaughter, seeing her daughter, seeing her grandsons. And this was one of the most positive people that I had met in a long time, very randomly. Like it was one of those kind of situations. And, you know, as we were leaving, you know, I said, because she was in front of me and she was getting her stuff off there and she packed up first. You know, me, I got all my electronics. It takes me like 15 minutes once I get through the line to put everything back in order so I can find it the next time I have to go through it. And, you know, she was ready to pack up and leave. And she was just about to walk away out, and I looked at her and I was like, you know what? Thank you for being such a light. Keep sharing your story and being positive. We need more of that. And she looked at me and she said, and wow, okay. She looked at me and she said, yes, I have to be that way. I just found out the other day that I have breast cancer. She's like, and it's really serious. And I was just shocked. This is a lovely lady. Very attractive. You can tell she takes care of herself. Beautiful hair, dressed amazing. Luxuried out. Look great. Smiling, happy, spreading the energy. And when she told me that, my heart just shook completely. Because here I'm, and she was telling me, I'm like, this is perfect. She got grandkids, kids, going from place to place. Now she's about to go on a one-month vacation. And then she's like, you know, I just found out I have cancer. And she's like, I think she told me she didn't start treatment for another few weeks, so she's going to go enjoy. And then she's like, also, I haven't told anyone yet. I haven't even told my family yet because I want them to enjoy the time with me, not feel sad. And as she walked away, and I believe I gave her a hug, and then she walked away, and then I walked away. I remember just thinking, like, dear God, that's what people go through. That's what people might be struggling with that we have no idea about. And I was just like, how ignorant could I be sometimes that just I'm the only one struggling, or that I'm the only one going through something. And just a reminder to you all, and just a reminder to myself, that you never know what people are going through. You never know. You never know. the person who's angry, and understand that a lot of times when someone's angry, that's really just like a secret cover up for being sad. It just comes out as anger. And, you know, it changed the way I looked at things. And it's just a reminder to you all that we all are going through something. It doesn't matter how perfect someone's life looks. It doesn't matter how great it may seem. And, you know, it's one of the hardest things to share as well, because if I share something, you know, very vulnerable, people kind of use that, all you're trying to get people to click and people to listen to it or people to watch it. You know, so you're almost hated on for going through something as a struggle or struggling through something. And it's just a reminder, you never know what people are going through. You never know what the person next to you is going through. You never know who the person you lay next to every night is going through. You never know what the person who's behind the counter giving you, checking you out, what they're going through. So with that in mind, I just want to just come on here as a reminder to you to keep going, to keep going. It's one of the most important things I could tell you. Keep going. You're going to get through it one way or the other. And one thing that I've been reading lately is that we're all getting results. All of us. They might not be the results we want to get, but they're results. And those results are clues to what we're doing. And if the end result's not changing, which is the other side of the equal sign, we need to input, subtract, multiply, divide something on the other side of the equation, on the inside part. Because sometimes that will do, not even just do the trick, sometimes that's what's missing. So with that being said, I appreciate you all. I appreciate every single one of you. And my dogs are about to jump on me and they're trying to play. I appreciate you all. I love you all. And if I can ever help any of you, any of you out, because I'm not perfect. I go through things. I struggle through things. And as I do it, I'm able to share it. I have the opportunity to work with, to talk to, and meet so many people and to get inside their minds. And it allows me to see how they overcame something or how they got through something. And that allows me to readjust my equation and also help other people. So if I can ever help you out, please send me an email. Reach out to someone in my community. And I appreciate every single one of you. I'll speak to you tomorrow. And this is Luke from Luke Life Charms, over and out.